This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli tanks battled their way to the center of Khan Yunis on Sunday in a major new push into the heart of the main city in the southern Gaza Strip. Here's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
Both sides also reported heavy fighting in the north of the Gaza Strip. Drone footage shot by Israel's Channel 12 News on December 8th showed the destruction of Gaza City. At an international conference in Doha, Qatar, Arab foreign ministers criticized the United States for vetoing a UN Security Council resolution on Friday, which demanded a humanitarian ceasefire.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says Israel vowed to annihilate Hamas, who have ruled Gaza since 2007. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Argentina libertarian economist Javier Milei took over the country's presidential office on Sunday, warning in his maiden speech that he had no alternative to a sharp, painful fiscal shock to fix the country's worst economic crisis in decades, with inflation heading towards 200%. Milei, a 53-year-old former TV pundit who shot to fame with expletive-ridden tirades against rivals China and the Pope, is taking over from Alberto Fernandez, whose government was dogged by failures to rein in soaring prices. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky will travel to Washington Tuesday to meet President Joe Biden and plead his case before Republicans balking at sending more money for his fight against Russia amid warnings aid will run out in weeks. In a flurry of diplomatic activity after the White House announced Zelensky's visit, an aide for Mike Johnson said the new Republican speaker for the House of Representatives will also meet with the Ukrainian leader on Tuesday, as they've been trying to tie Ukraine funding to border security. This is VOA News. Ukrainian soldiers are again readying for winter combat in the 21-month-old conflict against invading Russian soldiers. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
In Ukraine's Kharkiv region, this modern war wages on as a recent Russian missile strike killed at least one person and injured several others. According to CNN, Western intelligence assessments warn Russia is likely to increase such attacks on civilian infrastructure during the winter. And while civilians brace for more cold months at war, frontline soldiers fight to regain land in the country's south and east. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Voter turnout plunged below 30% in Hong Kong's first district council election since new rules introduced under Beijing's guidance effectively shut out all pro-democracy candidates. It was the lowest level since the former British colony returned to Chinese rule in 1997. According to official data, 27.5% of the city's 4.3 million registered voters cast ballots in Sunday's polls, significantly less than the record 71.2% who participated in the last elections at the height of anti-government protests in 2019. Critics say voters are dismayed by the new electoral rules and by the government's crackdown on dissent and chose not to participate. Former U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday he would not testify in a New York courtroom this week, where he had been expected to appear for a second time to make his case that his company did not misrepresent the value of its properties to win favorable financing. The civil fraud trial, which began in October, is one of several legal challenges the former president faces as he mounts a comeback bid for the White House. In his first appearance in November, Trump often avoided direct answers and spent much of his time complaining about unfair treatment. Barbara Streisand, Lee Grant, and others in Hollywood are mourning the death of actor Ryan O'Neill, who died Friday at the age of 82. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
Look, you can't change things now. Too much has happened to us.
Ryan O'Neill made his name with the series Peyton Place, which led to movies like Love Story and Barry Lyndon. He was considered for the part of Michael Corleone in The Godfather. O'Neill starred in Paper Moon with his daughter, Tatum O'Neill. They later became estranged. He divorced twice and was romantically involved for decades with actor Farrah Fawcett. He said in a 2011 AP interview, Fawcett's death in 2009 led to reconciling with Tatum.
She said she missed me. You know, I didn't see her for years, and there she was at Farrah's funeral. I lost one and found another.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.